हेतु दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वाप श्रेय तैरव चंद्रिका विकरणम विद्यावद जीवन आनंदम बुद्धि बोधनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णामृतास्वाद सर्वात्म स्नपनम परम विजयते श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तन। I told about this last day that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not wrote any book, only this 8 slokas and also some slokas he has written. But those slokas are not authentic, where he has told or not. But these 8 slokas he has written himself. He has just spoken this. These slokas are not sadharan nahi hai, not ordinary. They are more important than Gita. These 8 slokas are so important, more than Ved, Upanishad. Ved has come from the nose of Kachyap Dev. Kachyap, yeah. Matsa or any. Not by himself, Krishna.
Garbhudra Sai Vishnu.
Garbhudra Sai Vishnu, perhaps. Gita he has told himself to Arjuna.
From Krishna. Gita by Lord Krishna.
Yes, it's spoken. So Gita is also important. But I think that he was Dwarkadhish Krishna who told Gita. And he was sitting on the chariot of Arjuna. He was not telling for Arjuna, but showing him, he was telling for the whole world, all conditioned souls. His all teachings are jewels, especially Manmana Bhava, Madhavsu, Madhyamji, Matiyaji, Mang Namaskuru, Man Eva Estasi, Kaunteya, प्रतिज्ञानी न मे भक्त प्रणश्यति सर्वधर्मा प्रत्यज्यमाम एकम शरणम ब्रज अहम स्वाम सर्व पापेभ्यो मुक्तेष्यामि मासिषा। दिस इज द एसेंस ऑफ ऑल द वेदास उपनिषद। बट द एसेंस ऑफ गीता एंड एसेंस ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम इज दिस 8 श्लोक told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In these slokas he has told sambandha, abhidheya and prayojan. You know that in the last pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always full of separation mode. Sometimes he used to sink in waves of sea in separation mode. Sometimes at Chatak Parvat, sometimes at Jagannath Temple, sometimes to Jagannath Vatika, the garden of Jagannath Dev. Sometimes his all parts of his body were so long, sometimes like a tortoise. In anywhere it has been known, कहीं भी इसका वर्णन नहीं मिलता है दूसरे शास्त्रों में। प्रेम के अत्यंत निगूढ़ भाव, अष्ट सात्विक इत्यादि जो भाव है किसी में नहीं देखा गया ऐसा। नेवर एनीवन सॉ ऑल दीज अष्ट सात्विक भाव, व्यभिचारी भाव इन एनीवन, इवन ए पंडित लाइक, इवन ए स्कॉलर लाइक सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य, he could not understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that I have read in books, but I have never seen the symptoms of Ashta Sattvik Bhava, Vyabhichari Bhava in anyone in this world. Even all these symptoms were not disclosed in Srimad Bhagavat also. I think that all these modes were in Srimati Radhika Ji. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took down this. And at that time in Gambhira, only Sarup Damodaraya Ramananda were consolating him like Lalita and Vishakha. Well, he was weeping so bitterly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, I cannot be saved. Oh Krishna, come at once, otherwise I am dying. He was bitterly weeping in the midnight, Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda were there. They were telling a slope, reciting so many slopes, helpful for that mood. Gobind was weeping and telling that why these two persons are coming here and making weep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They should go at once. Unko bhi chala jana chahiye. Us samay mein Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ji इन श्लोकों का रसस्पादन करते थे और स्वरूप दामोदर राय रामानंद इस श्लोकों को महाप्रभु जी को सुना करके और इसके अनुरूप चंडीदास विद्यापति हित गोविंद जगन्नाथ बल्लभ श्रीमद भागवत के श्लोक राजपंच अध्याय के श्लोक इत्यादि के द्वारा महाप्रभु को तरह तरह से सांत्वना देते थे। इस समय महाप्रभु जी बड़े दुखी हो रहे थे। Not unhappy. Feeling so much separation. Ha Krishna, where you are, where you are. Sarup Damodar saw that he is so weeping, feeling so separation. He told that, oh Krishna is here in your heart. Why you are so anxious and why you are so worried? He cannot go out of your heart. Oh, he is here. And telling this, he took his hands and began to Sirna. Oh, I will see here just now. Oh, he is here and when his nerves he began to fear at once Sarup Damodara Ramananda. They उनके हाथ को पकड़ लिया, दे
caught
his hand, they could not consolate. At that time, these 8 slokes in so many good explanations, they were testing 8 slokes. From Sambandha Gyan and Prem Priyajan last, Ashlishva Padratan Pinastumang Adarsanan Marmhatan Korotuva Jatha Tatha Vidatha Tulampato Matprana Sastusai Manapara. They used to test all these slokes. Mahabhav, Rasaraj Bhav, like Chaitanya Krishna and Radhika. So these are not ordinary slokes. We should try to hear the explanations of these 8 slokes, beginning from Ketu Darpan Marjanam and finishing Asli Swapadaratam Pinastumam. So everything, all rushes, especially the mood of Srimati Radhika, Gopi's mood, everything is there. So in the last of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has added these 80 strokes and explained. I wanted to explain it daily, but we are going here and there, and we have no such time that we can explain, and we are I am not also so much qualified to explain all these. But I know that these are sar of also Gita and Bhagavat also, and also the essence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Sarup Namodar has explained something in his Karcha something, and it was in the Raghunath Das Goswami, and from Raghunath Das Krishna was inspired all these things. So he has explained something. He has told Cheto Darpanam Arjanam at first. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has wrote explanation named Sanmodan Bhashya. Who is Sanmodan? Sat. Who is Sat? They are Sat. Sat Namoda, Raya Ramananda. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all our disciples are charged. For their Modan, for their pleasing, he has written this. If there was no Sanmodan Bhashya, then we could not have known all these things which he has written. So many good things, it has इसको अच्छी तरह से खुला नहीं है. वेदों शास्त्रों में भी, श्रीमद् भागवत तप में भी, किसी भी ग्रंथों में भी नहीं दिखा गया. यहाँ तक रूप गोस्वामी के ग्रंथों में भी इसका पूरा समाधान नहीं मिलता. जीव तत्व इत्यादि के संबंध में भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी भी कम नहीं है इसी तरह से. इसलिए उन्होंने ऐसे तत्वों को प्रकाश किया है. उन्होंने इसमें लिखा जो उस दिन मैं बतला रहा था कल परसों, भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी इस जगत के नहीं है. ही इज नॉट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड, मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड. ही इज कमल मंजरी, वन ऑफ द मोस्ट बिलवेड ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका. समहर इट हैज बीन टोल्ड दैट भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर गदाधर पंडित के प्रकाश है. प्रणाम मंत्र है. सो यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड इट वेल दैट हु वाज श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर. ही टेलिंग दैट जीव द सोल्स हियर आर तटस्था शक्ति. ये तटस्था शक्ति से उत्पन्न है. इस जगत में जितने भी बद्ध जीव हैं, ये लोग गोलोक वृंदावन के नहीं रहने वाले हैं या वैकुंठ के रहने वाले नहीं हैं. ये सभी तटस्था शक्ति से उत्पन्न है. इसीलिए वो कह रहे हैं जीव गोस्वामी का तत्व संदर्भ से लेकर के कह रहे हैं एकम एव परम तत्वम स्वभाविका स्वभाविकी अचिंत सत्या सर्वदा स्वरूप सद्रूप वैभव जीव प्रधान रूपेण चतुर्धा अवतिष्ठते. एंड ही हैज आल्सो एडेड लाइक सूर्य सूर्यांतर सूर्यमंडल तेज इव तद्रश्मि तत्प्रतिच्छवि रूपेण. He has written, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that ekam eva paramatattam svabhavika chinta satya. Krishna is one without second. Paramatattva ek hai. उनमें अचिंत शक्ति है, अभटन पठन पटेसी शक्ति वाले हैं. कृष्ण इज नॉट निर्विशेष, नॉट निराकार, नॉट निगेटिव. कृष्ण इज ऑलवेज फुल ऑफ सो मेनी अनंत शक्ति. एंड अनंत शक्ति इज नॉट अनंत शक्ति बट पराशक्ति इज वन. And Parashakti vividhaiva suryate. Ek hi Parashakti koti koti shaktiyon ka roop mein prakashit hoti hai. Jab jaisa karya karti hai uska naam aisa ho jata hai. Parashakti is one shakti. Krishna is one, so his shakti is one. And she is called Parashakti. But it manifests in so many less and less ways. लादनी शक्ति, संबित शक्ति, संदिनी शक्ति, चित शक्ति, जीव शक्ति, माया शक्ति, स्वाद, हित, आनंद, ज्ञान, बल, क्रिया. चित शक्ति, तटस्थ शक्ति, यह जड़ा शक्ति. जैसे लाखों रूपों में इसमें वात्सल्य कृपा शक्ति, ऐश्वर्य शक्ति, इन लैस लैस वे ही इसी मैनिफेस्ट. इसलिए पराशर शक्ति विविध सूयते स्वभाव की ज्ञान बल क्रिया. सो बाय दिस कृष्ण हैज कम लाइक स्वरूप. Swarup means Swayam Roop. And he is Krishna in Vrindavan, son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, and he is beloved of all the gopis, especially of Sri. Having float, peak of Siddhar, Tribhanga Lalit, and Lalit. धीर ललित नायक द्वारकाधीश मथुरेश बलदेव प्रभु ऑल दी अवतार जय तद्रूप वैभव. बट एज ए तत्व मन एंड जीवाज अचिंत भेदाभेद, दे आर नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम कृष्ण. एंड प्रधान, प्रधान मीन्स माया. फ्रॉम व्हिच दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज मैनिफेस्टेड. ही हैज गिवन ए इंस्टेंस, एन इंस्टेंस ऑफ स्वरूप लाइक सन, तद्रूप वैभव सूर्यमंडल, एंड जीव रश्मि रेज ऑफ सन, नॉट रेज, इन रेज द पार्टिकल्स आर लाइक जीव. एंड आफ्टर दैट प्रधान देश प्रतिच्छवि. सो इन दिस बद्ध जी जीव आर ऑफ टू काइंड, मुक्त एंड बद्ध. मुक्त एंड बद्ध, मुक्त आउट ऑफ माया, ऑलवेज सर्विंग कृष्ण एंड हिज सद्रूप वैभव. जितने उनके तद्रूप वैभव है उनका नारायण इत्यादि में भी सेवा करते हैं, और वहां भी गोलोक वृंदावन में सिद्ध
लिबरेटेड
सोल दैट दे आर द मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ बलदेव प्रभु कमिंग फ्रॉम बलदेव प्रभु एंड सर्विंग कृष्ण देयर दे कैन नॉट कम हियर इन माया only they can come with Krishna to play his pastime and again they go return but they are not controlled by Maya
conditioned
soul they will never return as a conditioned soul the servants of Vaikuntha and Tadrupa Vaibhav Vaman Srivikram Narayan and all others they are not conditioned souls also they cannot come and be controlled by Maya only the jivas coming from Karna Dishai Vishnu on Tatastha line by Tatastha Shakti these are conditioned souls we are among them in them also there are two kinds of jivas one just coming from Narayan Karnadishai Narayan Tatastha Shakti if they are looking towards Vaikuntha they at once are empowered by Parashakti and they go to serve Krishna and the jivas who never saw and they saw towards Maya looking and facing towards Maya they were at once charmed to Maya and we are all these things. One thing he is telling that even we are Baddha Ji but we have a safe very very beautiful safe. We have all these qualities that we can serve Krishna. Only it is covered with Maya not destroyed ये नष्ट नहीं हो जाता किंतु माया के द्वारा कवर में हो जाता है जब इस जगत में अवतरण करता है तो गुरु वैष्णव की कृपा से भक्ति लता बीज पाकर पुनः भगवान का नाम कीर्तन श्रवण इत्यादि करते 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 हरि कथा का श्रवण करते हैं उनमें दो प्रकार की श्रद्धा उत्पन्न होती है इन देम बाय हियरिंग हरि कथा एंड रीडिंग बुक शास्त्र वेद उपनिषद भागवत एंड पुराण two kinds of shraddha there are one shastra avadharana mai one and another is lobhmai shraddha bhaktivinoda thakur ji aise spasht karke likhte hain ye sab pehle kahin nahi likha Vishwanath Chakravarti thakur ji ne bhi rup goswami ki baaton ko samjhane ke liye bahut hi sundar madhurya kadambini ityadi mein likha hai उस सब के पढ़े बिना हम लोग भक्ति लाइफ में प्रवेश करना बड़ा भारी कठिन है कुछ लोग माधुर्य कादम्बिनी इत्यादि ग्रंथों को या भक्ति स्वामी सिंधु बिंदु इत्यादि को समझ लेते हैं जैसे रसशास्त्र रसशास्त्र में प्रवेश करने के लिए वो है राष्ट्रशास्त्र के लिए एक तरह से बिना व्याकरण के ही थोड़ा थोड़ा हम लोग जान सकते हैं इसलिए उसको छूते नहीं है पढ़ते ही नहीं है किंतु उन लोगों ने हम लोगों जैसे व्याकरण नहीं जानने वाले लोगों के लिए भी उसमें रुचि पैदा करने के लिए अथवा थोड़ा सा लोभ पैदा करने के लिए ये सब ग्रंथों का प्रकाशन किया है इसलिए हम लोगों को इन सब चीजों को पढ़ना चाहिए अध्ययन करना चाहिए वैष्णवों के साथ में नहीं तो भागवत में हम लोग प्रवेश नहीं कर सकते हैं चैतन्य चैतामृत में हम लोग नहीं प्रवेश कर सकते हैं इसलिए उन्होंने लिखा जो दो प्रकार की श्रद्धा होती है देयर आर टू काइंड्स ऑफ श्रद्धा विदाउट श्रद्धा वी कैनॉट इंटर इन भक्ति इन एनी केस व्हाट इज दैट श्रद्धा कृष्ण भक्ति कहले सर्व कर्म कृत है श्रद्धा शब्द विश्वास कहे गुरु जो कुछ कहते हैं गुरु भी ऐसा होना चाहिए गुरु सर भी ऑल्सो बनाफाइड दैट व्हाट ही टेल्स इज ट्रू टू एक्सटेंट So, to have a Shraddha, to Shastra, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. What our Guru Dev is telling, it's true to abstain. Not less than Vedas, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedas, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavat, Guruji's teachings and Vaishnava teachings are same. Kite te kariya aikya arna kariha mane asa. Sadhu Guru, Shastravak. Sadhu, Guru, Shastravak. There are three ones. But we will have to see, decide something here. If Veda Shastra are telling one thing, and Guru and Vaishnava are telling one thing, combine their telling, then we will have to give up that Shastra, Shastra Vakya. Because we are not understanding the sub and essence of that Veda Upanishad. So we should try to understand Veda Upanishad by the help of Guru and Vaishnava. But sometimes if Sadhu, Vaishnava and Shastra is telling something and Guru is telling something, then we'll have to decide what is true. Then we'll have to give up that Guru Bhakti also. Because they are Sadhu, Sadhu and Vaishnava like Siksha Guru. And Shastri is also like Siksha Guru, they are telling. So we should know, we should try to understand why our Gurudev is telling like this. We can ask him, what is the explanation he is telling these things? It may be that he is Uttam Adhikari, we are not understanding. Otherwise he is not Kanishtha Adhikari yet. And he is telling like this. So we should try to understand all these things. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that Shraddha of two kinds. The Pratham Shraddha, to have very strong belief in Shastra. That without Krishna Bhajan, we cannot cross birth and death, sufferings and sorrow and this world. So must obey this Shastra. If you are not doing bhajan, you will have to go to hell for less and less birth. That is why we should try to follow Shastra and do bhajan. This is called Shastra Avadharanamayi Shabda. That is, it gives Vaidhi Bhakti. A pravritti comes, pravritti means tendency comes in the sadhak, that we should try to do bhajan, otherwise we will go to hell. And another kind of sabda, that should be some impression of past birth.
Past birth impression.
Impression. And by this, easily we can have a succession of bhakti, pure bhakti. Hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam explanation from bona fide Vaishnava, Rashik, Tattvagya Vaishnava, love comes, a greed comes, that I want to serve Krishna like Sakha Siddham Subal, Architrak Patrak like Dasya, like Hanuman, Ram Chandra. Sometimes we have some greed, like Rukuni, Satyabhama to serve them. Sometimes Maya, Yashoda and Nanda Baba, as Vatsalaras, a greed comes that I should serve him, Krishna, like this. And sometimes it may come that we should serve like gopis, Radha and Krishna conjugal. This is more better, but it is rare. In this, if the pravritti, tendency has come in our heart, either of Shastra Avadharanamayi or Lobhamayi. If you are not availing Sadhu Sangha, no association of Shuddha Vaishnava Tattagya, then they will dry. And at once they will be lifeless. And Shraddhas, which was coming in our heart, go away. So always you will have to hear Harikatha in the association of Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava and Guru. otherwise this Shraddha will go. So by this hearing and hearing, Shraddha will come, anarth will go, we will know that what is anarth, what is offenses and which way. Very careful for this, and at last Nishtha will come, and after Nishtha Asakti, Ruchi and Bhav will come. The bhakt of Bhav are very rare. You know that Billo Mangal, Bharat Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, in his last career, they have received Bhav in their heart. In Bhav there are two kinds of Bhav. We know that Billo Mangal, and other we know Radhara Sudhanidhi, Prabodhananda Saraswati. There is some, both are same, but there are some vaishishtya, speciality. Prabodhananda Saraswati was inclined always to Srimati Radhika, glorifying always Radhika. How? How he was glorifying? यत किं करीष बहुशा खलु का कुबानी नित्यं परस्य पुरुषस्य शिखण्ड बौले जज्जा कदार सिन्हे विशुभानु जाया ततखेल कुंज भवनं गनमर्जनी. He always sees that Krishna is always pleasing Srimati Radhika. And another hand, Billwa Mangal. Srimati Radhika is always pleasing to Krishna. There is prominency of Krishna, not of Srimati Radhika. But in Prabodhananda Saraswati, prominency of. Because Prem is Priyojan, so he is looking towards Prem, whose Prem is superior. And that is why his life is telling. So everything we will find in this sixth aspect. We will try to begin it from tomorrow. Gaur Premanande, you should be prepared to just be as going to give parikrama of Gaur. Abhi hum log Gaurban mein parikrama karne ke liye bhi ja rahe hain. Aap abhi log